The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. We've all scoured the web for last-minute passable gifts, but you rarely find something unique. Gifts worth a thought is as appreciated as the gift. But you will at uncommongoods.com. Often handmade or made in the US, many crafted by independent artists or small businesses. Made in small batches or very rare one-offs that don't break the bank, though the best finds can sell out fast. It's our second year working with Uncommon Goods, and last year I bought a delicate blown glass sphere in an almost spectral green, and since then it's become a legit conversation piece for anyone coming into my home. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Mums, dads, kids, book lovers, football fans, gardeners, you name it, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas you won't find anywhere else. The phrase, the gift that keeps on giving, is rarely true, but with Uncommon Goods, every purchase you make, they give $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off that list. To get your 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our first minisode of season 22. Now, after a battle with drivers for equipment, and me winning that battle, albeit later than I'd like, we are now ready to jump right into this week's minisode, and jumping in is just what we're going to do. So no more preamble, here we go. Now, as a quick bit of information for our dark minisode series, we're now going to start doing them in the same way we do our Dark Bites experiences for our Patreons. And that is, I do not know what I'm about to read to you. Ergo, my responses will be 100% authentic. My small team will have chosen this particular experience for me to read out to you. So we are literally listening to this together for the first time. And believe me, having gone from handpicking these experiences for over 20 seasons, a renewed excitement about what we're about to listen to has took over me. And that's why we decided to also do this on the minisodes as well as Dark Bites. So, let's begin. And this experience comes to us from Anonymous. And yes, I do have a cold, so please bear with me. But Anonymous writes, for most of my childhood, I was a skeptic. When strange things happened in our home, I'd always try to explain them away. A creaky pipe, my imagination, or a draft. And when there wasn't a logical answer, I would convince myself there must be one, I just can't find it. But some things would defy explanation. I was maybe 12 or 13 when I experienced that first thing that really shook me. I was upstairs in my room, playing on my PlayStation. My dad and younger brother were downstairs in the dining room, and they were the only two other people at home. I went down to the kitchen to get myself a drink, and I was gone for maybe a minute. But when I came back up, every single wardrobe door and every drawer in my room was wide open. No one could have slipped past me. The only way upstairs was through the kitchen. And yet, there it was. Another time, I was home alone, and I heard a loud banging coming from downstairs. I crept down the stairs, peered over the banister, and saw it again. Every kitchen cupboard door wide open. Things would go missing all the time, too. Keys, toys, even money. And then they would reappear, months later, sat somewhere blatantly obvious, right under our noses. Everyone would swear they hadn't touched them. But it wasn't just me. My family all had their own experiences. My elder brother refused to sleep in his room after he claimed an old woman would wake him up at night and whisper things to him. He never shared what she told him. And honestly, I'm not sure I'd want to know. My parents' bedroom door would sometimes fly open with such force it would slam against the wall. And more than once, they would wake to see a tall, dark figure stood silently at the end of their bed. And then there was me. And what I thought, for years, was just sleep paralysis. As a kid, I'd wake up frozen, unable to breathe, my chest pinned down by a crushing weight, and I could feel a presence in the room. Not just near me, but over me, wanting something. I'd do my best to scream, but nothing ever came out. Sometimes, with every bit of strength I had, I'd roll myself off the bed onto the floor, gasping for air, thinking I was going to die. Sometimes that thud from me hitting the floor would wake my dad. And the moment my dad would enter the room, the feeling would vanish. On one particular night, though, using all my strength in what felt like a fight for my life, I crawled towards my bedroom door and reached out for the handle. But it wouldn't move. It was locked. But my door didn't have a lock. That was it. Something in me snapped. My fear turned to pure anger, and I shouted out loud, "I'm not afraid of you, just leave me the F alone!" And like that, it never came back. At the time, I told myself I'd conquered a fear. But looking back, it now feels like I pushed something away. Something that, for years, had been feeding off that fear. And now the fear was gone, so was its hold over me. One night, I was downstairs in the dining room, playing on my PC. My dog, Charlie, was laying asleep in his bed. Out of nowhere, he begins pushing himself against my legs, but facing away, pressing his back into me as if trying to get away from something. I nudged him off gently, but he kept coming back. Suddenly, I felt uneasy, so I took off my headphones And that's when I realised he was also growling. Growling at nothing. He was growling at the air. This became the night that really changed my view on the paranormal from sceptic to a firm believer. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations. You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle, it's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis. Because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful grounding retreat with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. So you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind. And you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels. With over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. The room turned cold, and I mean unnaturally cold, freezing cold. Then a folded towel hanging over the radiator dropped to the floor, as though someone had tugged it. I froze. I thought I'd seen and heard things before, but I'd never seen something like this happen. The atmosphere felt wrong, thick, heavy, like the air itself didn't belong there. I didn't know what to do. I just stood there scanning the room, half frozen with fear. I decided to head upstairs, because being downstairs didn't feel safe. I am now sorry to say, I abandoned poor Charlie in that room. I walked to the dining room door that led to the kitchen, but when I put my hand on the door handle, I couldn't move. I froze with the handle half pressed down. It felt like something was waiting on the other side, like this was all a trap. So I slowly creaked the door open just a crack, and that's when I heard it. Whispering. Two voices. It sounded like a whispered, heated argument, but I couldn't make out exactly what was said. I thought, finally, something normal. My parents must be having a domestic quietly in the kitchen and trying not to wake anyone. So I opened the door, stepped into the kitchen and flicked on the light. The two voices stopped instantly as I stood staring into an empty room. I felt sick. I bolted, running up those stairs as quickly as I could, missing steps. I ran into my room, shut the door and dived into bed. And I lay there trembling, thinking, what will I do if my door opens? Then, just as I'm beginning to calm down, like a scene from a horror film, my door handle starts to press down. I held my breath like some effing child. I pulled my covers over my head. I know it sounds stupid, but I was afraid to look. I didn't know what I would see, and I didn't know what else to do. I knew my door was wide open now, but I just lay there under the covers, wide-eyed, holding my breath, trying to be as quiet as I could. And then I hear my dad's voice, asking me what I'm doing. I told him everything, still shaking. He looked at me and said, "Well, that's strange. Our door's just flown open, and I thought it was you messing around." That next morning, he told me he'd heard footsteps pacing up and down the stairs all night. And after that night, everything stopped. My dad had a theory. My experience was just after my great-gran had passed. He believed she told off whatever was in our home, told them to leave, and that the argument I overheard was possibly my gran, making sure this thing was being read the riot act. And that possibly the pacing on the stairs that night was my gran patrolling and making sure it had gone. Sometime after, he went for a past life regression session. And the woman there told him, unrelated to the regression, that there was a young boy in our home, a spirit named Howard. She said he wasn't always there, but he had an attachment to someone in our family, someone he felt safe around, and that Howard was quite playful and friendly and liked to hide things. She also mentioned he liked to sit on the stairs, which was strange as both parents of mine said they used to hear someone walk down those stairs and stop and almost sit halfway. And they would always assume it was one of us kids earwigging their conversations. But when they check, no one would ever be there. I'm now 30 years of age, and recently something happened at work that brought all of these memories flooding back. I was at my desk, about to put my earphones in their case, when one slipped from my hand and bounced under a set of fixed racking. I tried to look with my head torch, nothing. Three of us pulled everything out, searched every inch, but it was gone. Weeks passed. Then, one morning, I come in early to work, first one in as usual, and there it is. My missing earphone, sat neatly in front of my keyboard. I laughed, thinking one of my colleagues has found this and they think they're a legend. But when I asked, every single one of them swore they hadn't found it. Then when I told them about Howard, they didn't know whether to laugh or be terrified. And it made me wonder. Maybe Howard never really left. Maybe he just followed in silence the one person he felt safe with. A final short thought I wish to share with you. I recently listened to your Dark Realms Chislehurst Caves. Well, I grew up around 10 minutes from those caves. and I'd thoroughly recommend their tours. However, when I was around 15, I did indeed attend a tour of those caves. Being a teenager, I didn't take the tour very seriously, and in fact, in hindsight, I was quite disrespectful, especially towards the white lady. I mocked her throughout the tour. Well, when I left the caves, my friends gasped in horror. "Your neck? Your neck?" they said. I had 3 deep scratches that went from my neck all the way down my back. Always respect the supernatural. Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, thank you for giving us several chills, even the last one. By now, you guys should know that a story which is only a few sentences long can be enough to hold my attention for a few weeks. And nearly, but thankfully not, your final experience at Chislehurst Caves almost wiped away your entire other experience. Thankfully, there was far more than enough there, including Howard, that jarred me so much and filled me with so many questions that forgetting it was never going to be an issue. However, the questions I do have or would love to discuss with you could probably fill a few hours. So there is one main takeaway I'd like us all to think about, and I mean myself included. And that is, when we believe or we hear an experience of something being banished, exorcised, cleansed, we don't truly know if that entity is gone for good or gone at all. Because if our own experiences are those of things moving, of sounds, of sights, what's to say it's not something simply going quiet? What's to say it's not simply something hiding? Now, you, like I, will have heard experiences where they say a religious person or a person who believes they can banish these evil entities entered, done their job, and an air of calm descended and they felt peaceful. And they could argue that in itself is proof the job was done. But I would also say how fallible our emotions are as humans. So, for example, if my house, God forbid, but if it was burgled overnight, and I woke up and realised in the morning, I would be a bag of anxiety, nerves, terrified. If I phoned the police, on their arrival, I would feel safe. But nothing's changed other than my belief that their arrival means I'm safe. The burglar's still out there, and nothing's really changed, except for my belief that I'm now okay. And please don't get me wrong, I am a strong believer in the power of belief, and that it can have life-altering ramifications, both in a positive and negative way. But the crux of the question is, does that evil disappear when we believe it does, solely because we feel better about it? It's most definitely a question to chew over. And speaking of such things, I will now, at the end of the show, do a quick plug for our wonderful team over at Patreon and invite you to come and join what I genuinely believe is one of, if not the best places of community for the paranormal on the internet. Yes, our tiers are changing. However, from December the 1st, our entry-level tier will mean that you get no adverts for any of the shows on our main feed. And believe me, even as a podcast host, I understand how frustrating adverts can be, generally. But with Christmas coming up, we have a thing as podcasters known as a fill rate. It normally means 60 to 70% of your ad slots are filled by your network. Around Christmas, every podcast, more or less, hits 100. Which means a lot more interruptions. And our top tier not only gives you access to everything ad-free, early, you also gain access to our Patreon-only show Dark Bites, and a new show that is still very much in formation, were those questions I wish I could spend more time discussing, I will. And also for those top-tier Patreons, they will have their own community forum accessible just for them. So if the idea of missing all those adverts out, or even joining our wonderful community, and maybe even going to the tier where you can get the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites, which is now over 155 hours of Patreon-only content, appeals to you, you should seriously consider treating yourself to become one of our valued community. I say it repeatedly that this show is yours and the Patreon is just the same. The changes implemented in this season onwards, the majority of those changes have come via suggestions from our Patreons. Because once you become a Patreon, you basically stop being just a listener. You become almost like a board member of a show that you love, and you can literally shape the future of the show. And our Patreons can vouch for that firsthand. Just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But for everyone, I will speak to you all again on Friday for our second installment of The Dark Paranormal Season 22. And until then, stay safe and take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.